everybody. Good day to all of you. My name is Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and I'm a professor, honorary professor of marketing, tourism, and public relations. I come with an experience of 29 years in the industry, plus 10 more years in travel and tourism. So altogether 39 years of marketing experience, domestic as well as international. Today we'll be spending some valuable time with you on relationship of marketing. I would share with you many things as my experience. What I'm here today is to explain to you and pass on my knowledge to you, so that knowledge is shared and your capacity, your understanding lifts up. You become more competent by learning through my presentation. So here we go. Today we are going to talk about relationship marketing. As you know, today's consumers are well aware that market has enough capable people to cater to their needs. There are huge amount of people available, companies available, and the products available in the industry that can give what customer need, and they can be identified as well. Such customer can be approached and consumer can meet their own needs and demands. So relationship marketing has become now a fundamental concept within the marketing thought. Everybody knows what are required, everybody understand what, and the marketing people understand that what is marketing. Relationship definitely plays a positive role and a very constructive role. All of us know that a positive approach can only make you a successful marketing team or a marketing company or a marketing approach. So you have to have a total positiveness in your marketing process. Negativeness, examples of various things happening around, should not bring down the marketing approach. So always a marketing relationship has to be positive, and to make it successful, it should be towards long-term business. In marketing, nobody looks for an immediate gain, because marketing is a whole lot of a process going for number of period, and that brings the result. Now, relationship market, as you have said, as you must be reading, relationship marketing has successfully emerged as one of the key branches of marketing discipline. So when somebody market, everybody believes in establishing relationship, not by just approaching, but making it a successful approach in a disciplined format, where you take care of the discipline, the privacy of the call of the person whom you are reaching. So what do we need from relationship marketing? Why there is a need? Why do people are investing time in relationship marketing? As we all know, customers go elsewhere because they feel that we were not indifferent to their needs. Again, what customer go elsewhere? Because they feel they deal with are indifferent to their needs. If someone is looking for a Titan watch and you have approached them with some other brand, but the need of the customers are different, definitely they will go elsewhere. There are many critical aspects behind any customer defection, such as why do customer move to another area? Because they feel when they walked in or when they were approached, there were very little attention paid to their needs, their requirements, so they moved to another supplier or to some other product. Poor quality of attention, Not necessarily that in marketing the approach is done, but very formal. It should be also very good quality, if not high in the beginning. It should be absolutely high, but that can become in the process of time. Tension, especially with problems encountered. If in somebody experienced some problem, you need a very good attention. Keeping silent on issues, giving unwanted attention is also not required, but just and reasonable attention. Then we have poor service levels and standard. A lot of marketing companies approach, but very poor service level and poor standard. They don't know sometimes few things which a customer is tossing to you, what a customer is looking forward from you. So that is a level has to be lifted up, has to be raised, and quality and standard in relationship market needs to continuously improving. Then we don't go and too little contact. Obviously, you need, if you make a contact, it should be a contact that should need, that should meet the needs of your customer. What does the word relationship means? It means that state of affairs between two entities. Somebody approaching you and selling, and what the other person needs are, you are marketing that product to that person's need. This is what exactly is marketing. As all of us know, and let me add here, that marketing and sales are having a very thin line in between these two. Where marketing ends, sales begin. To begin the sale, why do we market? To generate sales, to create awareness, to provide services. So obviously that marketing has a link with either sale or a service or bringing a new product in the market. Ultimately, it has to be linked together. There's a very thin, fine line between marketing and sale. These are the two words which are mistaken. Marketing and sales are two different but very closely linked. So it should be always borne in mind, where marketing ends, the sales begin. So this is what we have to focus on in marketing. You have to understand in this concept. The nature of these relationships are varied. A network of relationship varied, of course. As I said, relationship may vary from person to person. Also, this is nothing to do in a marketing relationship. It is nothing to do with a personal relationship. A marketing team, marketing personnel should be extremely professional in his approach or her approach. And then the network also varies. When you have a personal relationship, you are at someone's home. Family social relationship. But marketing relationship is purely professional. A network of relationship what makes the world go around. So when you make a relationship, people will go on in a real marketing relationship, and this is how the businesses move. So definition by one of our Indians, by Mr. Sheth and Mr. Pravithiyar, is that, I read it for you, which you can see on the screen as well. Relationship market is the ongoing process of engaging collaborative and cooperative activities, programs with immediate end users, customers, to create and enhance mutual economic value at reduced cost. So as it explained, it's a marketing is ongoing process. Marketing doesn't end. A project may get ended, but marketing never ends. Do you think Coca-Cola, they came out with a wonderful product in the market, but do you think they have stopped marketing? Or do you think that they need marketing a product like Pepsi and so on and so forth? But marketing never ends. It goes on. Likewise, the programs with the immediate end user customers. So we have to have programs which keep going on. You may see in marketing the part of sponsoring different TV shows, road shows. These are part of ongoing relationship marketing. So it never ends. The product is launched and that is an initial marketing. But continuously marketing should go on. And to create and enhance mutual economic value at reduced cost. Again, what is the cost? That is also important in marketing. You cannot spend millions and billions of dollars just for marketing. It has a budget, a cost, a reduced cost, so that there is a profitability, there is a situation which is win-win for the marketing company and for the end user. Ultimately, end user should not feel, look what I'm buying, the product has been charged with it. So the cost should be as much possible as reduced. So let's look at this graph. And this chart shows you the different position of relationship marketing. So we look at our relationship market and all different leaves on the tree, they are HR. HR is the right type of people to hire, right type of people. Finance. For example, finance would tell you, look, this is your budget. You have to work within this. You can't go beyond then. Then people who sit and write and produce the whole process of marketing, they spend time, they spend their energy in concentrating on the production part of it. How would we approach? What will be modus operandi? How would we contact our target market? And so on. So marketing is a full-fledged management in itself. Marketing, what generally is marketing a product, is a mind of a person influencing another mind systematically in an organized manner. This is what exactly is marketing management, and so on. You would learn more through your reference books and reading books. So sales management, as I said previously, the sales begin when marketing ends. So both are interlinked to each other. There could not be sale if there is no marketing done. And a poor marketing would result into sales not happening. Ultimately, even if the process of marketing continues, huge amount of time has been invested by the people in the HR, in the marketing team. And once the bell rings, say for example, marketing of a product has been done, now people are aware XYZ new brand of shirts have come into the market, people start calling. And when that call happens, nobody is there to answer, or a poor response, the whole energy invested into marketing is worth nothing. So sales and marketing go hand in glove, go together with each other. Then of course advertising management. Really, marketing works with your proper type of advertising. Coming back on advertising management, advertising of a product needs right type of advertisement and timely advertisement. Advertisement cannot happen, say for example, marketing of a winter wear being marketed. It should be advertised close to winter or 2 or 3 months before winter. You can't continue advertising for your winter wear in the summer months. It's a poor advertisement appearing. Likewise, coming in for mosquitoes gels and mosquitoes cream, they should be marketed when there is a mosquito generating season, and so on and so forth. These are the few examples of advertising management. It should be timely, it should be to the right audience advertisement, and also in the right market. That is most important. You cannot advertise for a product which is of a high repute, of a very good international brand of shirts, in a small city where end users even don't wear shirts, they only wear t-shirts or their local outfit. So ultimately, advertisement, again, very important. And then comes sales promotion. To attract, of course, the marketing team comes up with promotions, different type of promotions, promotions done on malls, promotions done at the end user's area of residency, promotions done on television, so on and so forth. All result into relationship marketing. So we had a fairly good review of this entire tree which is appearing in front of you, starting from HR and something different. So they are all interlinked. It all starts with HR and ultimately sales happen. So if HR was not successful in hiring right type of a people for marketing activities, it was the time not given to the right type of a people, ultimately you buy, you hire wrong people, the results are wrong. So this is the position of relationship management, starting with HR, the finance, the financing, yes and no's, sorting out on the budgets, spending money, priorities on money, how the money is to be spent, production team, writing the whole lot of promotion strategies, and all that, marketing management, sales management. Then when it comes to public relationship now, sales and marketing, now public relationship happens when we interact with people. All this goes on. So public relationship is very important. Public, in other words, are also end users. You cannot sell your product to somebody, to animals. Obviously, certain products are marketed to and meant for to be sold through human being. So public relationship plays a very important role in marketing. Right off of HR team would invest good public relation. And then marketing research, which comes much before, that's the job with the production team, the market research. What will this product, is the need of the market, when this product will be launched, when this entity is launched, is that the product, what is the trend? And then that is again part of a relationship marketing. We come to consumer behavior. Everybody wants to know how is the consumer behavior for this type of product. Custom consumer, the end user, what American terminology is for consumer, the end user, will it be accepted by that? So that is a consumer behavior. Again, to wind up on this whole slide here, you see how important and how very, very professionally managed all these departments are, how they can contribute for a successful relationship marketing. Now we have got services marketing, another thing on influences of relationship marketing. So we have got a whole lot of things around here. We will come to the traditional marketing. You just sit, you write, vegetable 10 rupees kilo. That's it's a traditional marketing example I could pick up and give it to you. Traditional style of marketing, not any sort of energy is put into it. Just say, anybody sees, oh, this is for 10 rupees a kilo, this product is so and so, this is what is going on. Nobody sees, you have put your board on a 50-story building, on top of that, a hoarding which nobody wants to see. Those were one of the few ideal examples of traditional marketing. Then we take it to the relationship in marketing, which we have really, really spoken, and we are still talking on that. The service quality. When you talk of service marketing is like, for example, someone is selling a water purifier, and then it has been sold And then a company comes in and they say, whatever you have bought, we will service that. That's a marketing for those type of services. After sale for a car, that type of a service marketing, and so on and so forth. That requires the quality in that service marketing. The product which was sold has sold with some features, some specialities of it, that was handed over, sold in the market, was approved and accepted in the market. The service marketing should make a link between what efforts were made to sell that service. Obviously, if that example I gave you of water purifier being sold, somebody buying that water purifier, then everything, filters have to be changed, you have to replace some of these spares, all that quality of service should be maintained. Then customers' retention, this is one area where many marketing companies lose their consumers. They are not able to retain them. What is retention of a customer? I buy some product, you buy some stuff from some. Retaining that customer, and a passenger flying on Air India, when that person makes another plan to travel, they should be retained. They should come and say, yes, I would like to fly a specific carrier which he or she has flown. So that's a customer retention, very influential area of retention. If you retain, and there are products, for example, during my marketing days of Thailand tourism, we were in Thailand. Thailand is able to retain and bring in the repeat amount of customer to the tune of more than 63% to 65%. So you would find different areas of retention with concept of the product. Customer retention, if you are successful in retaining your customer, there is nothing success more than that. Then relation, total quality management. We have been speaking, and an ongoing talk is going on quality management. The management should be perfectly quality controlled sort of a staff. A management that is not maintaining the quality of the staff, that is not a product that would last long in a market. So quality, there are different departments with many of the companies where there is assembly line production. There is a special department called quality control. So that again, product marketed, an entity brought to be sold in the market, that has to be quality control, and quality management plays a very important role. Industrial marketing, all of us know what is industries. So if you are marketing an industrial product, for example, something like heavy machinery, that cannot be addressed to a common man. It has a specific market segment that would buy those type of industry product. So for that industry, you need to have your linkage. For example, if you are selling some chemicals, if you are selling, say, if your company is marketing something with regards to detergent product, which is required in production of that detergent powder, then that is an industry that needs to be addressed, and you need to be connected to that industry only. Chemicals and different industrial products like tools, heavy material, heavy tools, all these are linked to industrial marketing, and your connectivity to those type of industry, very important. Then, as I said to you, the marketing is a product that keep going in different chains. Nobody can complete it. It's not a marathon run. Marketing is never a marathon run. So it's marketing is activity that is a teamwork. Supply chain is also part of the marketing activity. Mentioned to you in the previous presentation, when I'm going on in my presentation, I've said that if the sales team does not meet that quality of the marketing team, then if the supply chain, somebody is selling a product to an end user and that has been promised that it will be delivered, if that supply doesn't meet, you are told out of stock and it is not available, the prices have gone up, or whatever thing, that supply chain, if breaks, the whole efforts invested into relationship marketing goes out of the window. So very, very important thing of supply chain. Right, now we look at influences of relationship marketing. Some of the interesting facts. Most of you would be thinking about this, but let us see. They say that each unhappy customer, somebody who has not gone very happy, would talk to, on an average, 10 and more people. When you are happy, you are just happy. Maybe you share with your next, your spouse or your friends or your relative, that's all. But when you are happy, you ensure that your feelings, your experiences, you pass it on to 10 more people. That's a study done. It's a fact that any lost customer would be talking to, an unhappy customer would be talking to minimum, on an average, 10 people. Then what is required? This is very important thing, and the influence of relationship marketing, that is, you must resolve your unhappy customers as soon as possible. This is also known as damage control. If somebody has gone unhappy, it should be ensured that the customer's unhappiness with regard to the product is immediately addressed, and he has to be told that, well, this is what we are doing. For example, some customer has paid for a product for which he or she paid 10,000 rupees. Instead, the product worth 7,000 was sold to him or her, and he or she has noticed that this is a lower quality product. Immediately the damage control should happen. An apology from marketing team saying what has happened, regret for that, and resolve the problem. Not necessarily be regarding, you know, always people feel, pay some money and resolve. That is not the solution. So resolve everything, damage control. I'll give an ideal example of when the tsunami hit few tourist destinations of the world. Immediately those tourism boards were so actively involved, saying to the people of the world, look, tsunami, which was not in our hand, it was an act of a nature, but this is what we have done in course of time. We have resolved, we have not resolved, but this is how we are quickly doing and resolving the problem. Very much like, I would say, very recently in last 3-4 days, there was a bomb blast in Thailand. Government has come up immediately with a huge amount of local people on the street saying that we are praying for the peace, the country is normal. That would give a message worldwide. That is a message going in relationship marketing towards the world traveler who come to Thailand. Look, there is a peace. The country has come back, has bounced back very fast. People are not down. People's morals are not down. Tourism industry is flourishing. Anybody wants to go there can go there. So this relationship in marketing is very, very important, that resolve a problem as quickly as possible. Okay, now we talk about relationship marketing. Again, on a model consists of, now we are looking at the partnership of relation marketing. We have got relationship between suppliers and who are partners. Somebody markets a product, then product has to be supplied to them. You are a marketing team, but you need that support. So, supplier relationship, internal partnership, internal relationship between the different departments involved in the marketing activity. That's an internal partnership. External, any contact, any outsourcing of marketing company that would be hired is an external partnership. And ultimately, the end user relationship, the contact with the end user. So these are the four different model consisting of partnerships required for relationship marketing. What is internal partnerships? Let's pick up this, which is very important. Relationship between employees. If you leave an employee unhappy in a marketing team, the result would be not perfect and the result would be visible. The employee's bad treating of a customer would ultimately affect the marketing activity. Functional departments, there are different, like for example, logistics. There is a team that delivers the product. There is a department which takes the order. There is some who keeps the record of it. So all these are functional department, internal business unit, which are there who provide support for this. They are the internal business user. They are the internal partnership. There are sometimes taking the product from another department of the company. For example, Reliance taking it from their own brand of different activities. So that is internal partnership. Goods, what is now supplier partnership? You are always, for example, a marketing company that sells about foods or day-to-day grocery, a supermarket, that is marketing. So they will need a goods to be supplied to them. So they are the supplier partnership. They should have an excellent network with them as an external partnership company. Then the service suppliers. As I said to you, sometimes we have to, in marketing we do outsourcing. Everything cannot be done by you. So you need an outsourcing. That is another supplier for services. Customer partnership. Customers, the end user, they are intermediate customers who are there in between. They are not the direct customers, but intermediate. Through them, for example, you are selling an educational institute product or sort of a management of educational institute. You are selling it not direct to the student. The parents come there. The parents are the intermediate customer, because parent ultimately will pay the funds for the student's admission. Or husband is buying a beautiful necklace for his wife. He's not the end user. He's not ultimate customer. The customer is the husband who has bought a beautiful gold necklace for his wife on her birthday. So he's an and then the final customers, in both the examples I gave you, the final customers are, say, the student in educational marketing, or in the case of a product being bought for a spouse, the final person who is celebrating an occasion. So that is the final customer. Both are two different final customers, as I explained. Then external partnership, the competition. We all know that we live in a world of competition, and a very, very strong competition. Every customer has a choice. Every product which is being sold, if you have a one brand of soft drink, there are three more in the market which are of the equal value. So that is a competition. And alliances, then what we do? Sometimes we make an alliance. As you know, many airlines have alliances. You have got alliances of different banking systems. ATM machine is an ideal example of an alliance. They have agreed to have an alliance so that dispensing of money need not be done at a bank itself. You have an ATM card, so that's a part of an alliance. And like that, hotel alliances and so many more. So these are different alliances. And then governments, of course, government plays a very important role in bringing in discipline and the proper functioning of industry. any product which is not in line with the government policies cannot be marketed. For example, somebody comes up with something which is intoxicating. That cannot be marketed because of their laws and rule in India. Likewise, government brings in the policies, many things. You can pick up many examples when government is an external partnership. You must know what can be marketed within the framework and the laws set up by governments.